Imagine finding a single person who fulfills your every need, emotional, physical, intellectual, financial, and spiritual, for the rest of your life. Sounds perfect, right? This fairy tale has been sold to us through rom-coms, love songs, and cultural expectations. Yet the statistics tell a different story. Marriage rates have plummeted nearly 50% in 5 decades, while infidelity remains remarkably consistent across generations, with roughly 1/3 to 1/2 of married people having at least one affair. The problem isn't just that monogamy is difficult, it's that we've wrapped it in unrealistic expectations. We're told that finding the one means never desiring anyone else, that attraction to others signals failure, and that one person should satisfy all our complex needs indefinitely. When faced with desires that contradict this mythology, people typically respond in one of 4 ways: suppress the feelings through willpower, deny them entirely, often leading to resentment, cheat, creating elaborate deceptions that destroy trust, or practice serial monogamy, ending relationships to pursue new desires only to repeat the cycle. Throughout human history, people have practiced various forms of non-monogamy, though often hidden from public view. Modern organized forms began with swinging in mid-20th century America, possibly originating among Air Force pilots during World War II who formed informal agreements about caring for each other's wives. By the late 1990s, an estimated 3 million Americans were swingers, creating a substantial subculture with dedicated magazines, private clubs, and national conventions. The sexual revolution of the 1960s questioned prevailing norms about sex and relationships. In 1972, Nina and George O'Neill's best-selling book, Open Marriage, sold over 1.5 million copies, proposing marriage as a flexible relationship where partners committed to each other's growth while maintaining personal freedom. Gay men pioneered alternative relationship styles decades earlier, developing concepts like open relationships and friends with benefits that would later influence broader movements. While these concepts existed earlier, the term polyamory gained popularity in the 1990s, distinguishing loving multiple relationships from purely sexual arrangements. The Ethical Slud, 1997, introduced crucial concepts like compersion, taking joy in a partner's other relationships, and ethical frameworks for managing multiple connections. Today, polyamory has grown from a fringe movement to a recognized relationship choice, with hundreds of organizations, support groups, and educational resources. Isn't non-monogamy just cheating with permission? No. Cheating involves deception and broken trust, while ethical non-monogamy requires radical honesty, clear communication, and respected boundaries. One destroys trust, the other often strengthens it. The belief that humans are meant to be monogamous ignores biology and history. Only a small fraction of mammalian species are monogamous, and cultures throughout history have practiced various relationship structures. Studies show people in non-monogamous relationships are as psychologically healthy as monogamous ones, often displaying superior communication skills and comfort with complexity. Polyamory differs fundamentally from Mormon polygamy. While polygyny involves one man with multiple wives within patriarchal hierarchies, polyamory emphasizes consensual relationships between adults of any gender. Regarding health concerns, safe sex practices and regular testing matter more than partner count. Most polyamorous people report stricter, safer sex protocols than their monogamous peers. Finally, polyamory extends beyond physical intimacy. These relationships involve deep emotional connections, friendship, companionship, mutual support, and often long-term commitments spanning years. Open relationships require genuine consent. Everyone must authentically want to participate without pressure or coercion. The author warns against agreeing to non-monogamy merely to please others or save a relationship. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence are fundamental. Understanding your needs and emotional wiring enables effective communication, especially when addressing unresolved issues like abandonment fears. Communication is crucial for success. Open relationships demand extensive dialogue, compassionate listening, and emotional processing. From introducing openness to negotiating boundaries and adapting agreements, trust forms the foundation. Consistently honored agreements build security and support partners' outside connections, serving as an antidote to jealousy and insecurity. Open relationships take various forms. Partnered non-monogamy allows committed couples to explore casual sexual experiences while maintaining their primary bond. Swinging involves couples remaining emotionally monogamous but sexually open. Polyamory encompasses multiple significant relationships with love and commitment. Structures include hierarchical polyamory with designated primary relationships, non-hierarchical polyamory without rankings, solo polyamory without primary partners, and polyfidelity among closed groups. Open relationships multiply emotional dynamics through increased interpersonal connections. Jealousy, though learned rather than innate, often emerges when relationships evolve or new partners enter. Like a warning light, it signals underlying issues needing attention. Jealousy typically stems from insecurity and self-doubt, manifesting as comparisons with partners' other relationships. Growth requires accepting that love isn't finite and new connections don't diminish existing ones. Possessiveness reflects beliefs about ownership and scarcity in love. The antidote is generosity, understanding that sharing enriches relationships rather than depletes them. Sometimes, apparent jealousy actually indicates a desire for inclusion. When direct participation isn't possible, making alternative plans or requesting shared details afterward helps maintain connection. The concept of compersion, finding joy in a partner's happiness with others, offers a positive counterpoint to jealousy, whether through celebrating their experiences or appreciating their fulfilled needs. Open relationships face unique complications. New relationship energy, NRE, that euphoric state with new partners, can lead to neglecting existing relationships. Managing NRE requires balancing excitement with established commitments. Time management is the core challenge. While love may be unlimited, time isn't. Successful polyamorous people use digital calendars, scheduling tools, and regular check-ins to ensure all partners' needs are met. Miscommunication often stems from unstated expectations and undefined boundaries. Clear contingency plans help. If unsure, don't proceed, or use best judgment and discuss later. Agreement violations can damage trust. Resolution requires acknowledging the breach and recommitting to transparency, sometimes leading to renegotiated boundaries. Change is inevitable as relationships evolve. When partners discover new desires or relationship styles, regular communication about satisfaction and needs helps maintain strong connections while adapting to change. Non-monogamous people face significant social challenges when coming out. While living authentically has benefits, risks include child custody battles and employment consequences, especially for those working with children or in government positions. Many polyamorous people have redefined family as chosen groups rather than blood relations. These families, or networks, include lovers, ex-lovers, partners' partners, friends, and children who provide mutual support. For parents, shared childcare responsibilities offer practical benefits through increased flexibility. Mainstream institutions and laws haven't caught up. Polyamorous arrangements lack legal protections and equal benefits. Housing discrimination persists, and health insurance typically covers only a single spouse or domestic partner. Yet societal views are evolving, influenced by the women's movement and LGBTQ civil rights activism. As one interviewee notes, the possibilities are unlimited. We can create our own thing. The most radical aspect of ethical non-monogamy isn't the relationship structures themselves, but the belief that relationships should be intentionally designed rather than blindly followed. This principle of questioning assumptions and creating authentic agreements could benefit all relationships, monogamous and non-monogamous alike.